To this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Scandals, scandals, scandals. Nothing but scandals. That's what we talked about all week long, from Donald Sterling to, oh yeah, Benghazi again. The releasing of the emails and the White House trying to spin it in a different direction. Will there be more hearings? And why should Benghazi matter to every single one of us? Boy, there are many good reasons for that. Many good reasons for that. And part of it is because of what happened to an ambassador and three others who were simply doing their job in a very dangerous place and really needed help. They didn't get that help when they asked twice. So there they are, exposed. And at the heart of this whole cover-up, the White House twisted, turned, spun intelligence to suit what the political needs were for the White House. You know, it's funny because you think of abuse of power and you think of Republicans and Democrats who have been at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. A lot of people look at Nixon and what a crazy thing, because he had that second term in the bag. That was the heart of it. He wanted to be reelected, and he had it in the bag, so it made no sense. But the president was lying to the American people. Congress needs to get to the bottom of this one. We've had hearing after hearing on Benghazi with these congressional committees. None have had subpoena power. Let's hear what we should hear. Let's hear the testimony from the government workers. When did they know about it? What did they know? Let's find this whole thing out instead of just pushing it and putting it to bed without doing anything. Why did the White House order the intelligence community to change the analysis so that the president could claim the policy was a success rather than a failure? Why? Because it was just a couple weeks before an election. The timing is funky on that one, isn't it? And what did the president know? And when did he know it? Was he just informed by the people around him afterwards? I find that so hard to believe. For an administration that's supposed to be transparent, we're not getting much in the transparency department. So you should care. I should care, and I do. And I know many of you do because of the emails that we're getting. It's not a witch hunt. It's not a Republican beating on the Democrats and not letting something go. Not really. It's not. We should know what happened here. Then we can put it to bed. Then we should be able to do that. Sadly, it's been a week, besides scandals, it's been a week for tragedies as well, thanks to Mother Nature. Almost 40 people dead from those tornadoes that started last Sunday. Arkansas and Alabama and Mississippi and Kansas and parts in between. So sad to see people that can't believe that their friend, their mother, their son, their child is not alive because of these tornadoes. There was the Alabama swimmer who was killed in the storms, but then the story that he saved his girlfriend, that he's credited with that. A guy who was just incredibly talented, 21 years old with everything left in front of him, John Cervati, from Tupelo, Mississippi. When the storms went through, He took shelter in the basement of a house off campus. A retaining wall collapsed, and unfortunately that was it for him. He held up a concrete wall, though, long enough for his girlfriend to get out from underneath it before it collapsed on him. By the time I got to the hospital, he was pronounced dead, and it's just a shocker for all the people around him. And then in Florida, in the panhandle, in Fort Walton, Pensacola, 20 hours of rain, 20 hours of rain, and 24 hours and 20 inches of rain. A tough thing to fight. Flooding like you wouldn't believe, like nobody's business. Remnants of houses left. People having to be rescued throughout the entire time almost. Once it hit a certain level, which was maybe 10, 15 hours in. And then in Southern California, 700 firefighters have surrounded a wildfire that forced the evacuation of 1,600 foothill homes. It started near Rancho Cucamonga. 53% contained. They always feel good when they can hold steady after burning over 1,600 acres of brush. No homes burned so far east of Los Angeles. The winds are the crazy thing. Santa Ana. I used to live in California. And they're 15, 25 miles an hour. But not 70 like they were on Wednesday. Very tough for all those firefighters trying to switch in and out and just do whatever they can to shut it down. It's very strange how you have... In Florida, I mean, it's life and it's Mother Nature, but you have too much of the wet stuff. And then in California, you have nothing. You have not enough. You have a drought that is strangling that state. What they wouldn't do for just a little bit of the wet stuff. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, our cheap movie review. All eyes on Spider-Man 2. And I can give you a pretty good hint on Spider-Man 2. Was it any good? Was it worth seeing it? I saw it in premiere. I saw a premiere of Spider-Man 2, and it was excellent. It was good. It had a good storyline. It had a surprise ending that I won't, but I won't tell you about because that would be a massive spoiler alert. But we're going to let you hear a little bit of Spider-Man 2 on the flip side, and I'll give you more of what I thought. There's some solid acting in it. Now it's the redo. Do you like Tobey Maguire in the role, or do you like Andrew Garfield in the role of Spider-Man? Spider-Man, Spider-Man. That's next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
Your feet up and get ready for some prime cheap movie reviews. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 hit theaters, some for early sneaks on Thursday into Friday this whole weekend. That's going to be part of the conversation, the buzz in the backyard. Who doesn't like Spider-Man? Take a listen.
What
are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm doing my laundry.
Last time you did it, you turned everything blue and red.
I was washing the American flag, my flag.
No one washes the flag.
Not anymore.
No one washes the flag.
All right. Laundry, sheriff. You know what it is I love about being Spider-Man?
Watch out! You okay?
It's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. Costume gives it away, huh, Max?
How do you know my name?
Your badge. Oscorp.
Nobody knows my name. I'm a nobody.
Hey, lick that.
Get my eyes and ears out here.
Stay out there.
It must be pretty cool, huh? To have the whole world see you like this. The Amazing Spider-Man. I wish I was like him.
I like to think that Spider-Man gives people hope.
I wish I was like him.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
What is that?
course I remember you. You're my eyes and ears. What's your name again? Oh, I do. I know it. Don't tell me.
It's Max.
Is it Max?
Yes. How could you forget me? You lied to me.
No, I'm trying to help you. Let me help you.
Peter Parker.
Harry Osborn.
You're going to want to see us.
Oscorp.
Had you under surveillance.
Why?
Isn't that the question of the day? We have plans for you, Peter Parker.
What is all this?
The future.
We literally can change the world.
Oscorp catch a spider.
Nothing is what I thought it was.
It's bigger than you, Peter.
You wanted to be the hero. And now you gotta pay the price.
What happened to your face? It's filthy.
I was cleaning the chimney.
We have no chimney.
What?
You heard Sally Field there. Andrew Garfield, the main voice. He's Spider-Man. I mentioned him before. Emma Stone is the girlfriend. Jamie Foxx is the bad guy in this one. And there are a slew of other actors in this that you'd recognize. So Peter Parker. It really gives you a glimpse into what happened to Peter Parker's family. How he got to where he is now, that kind of stuff. They leap over the pretty much whole thing except for graduation. And I'd say it's pretty good. I mentioned this before. I would give it a B as far as a letter grade is concerned. Not quite an A. There are some things at the end that I thought were questionable. But the movie was pretty darn good. I mean, how many times can you tell the Spider-Man story and tweak it and make it a little bit different? It's worth seeing it on the big screen. If you're a 3D person, yeah, you could go and see it that way. It would be probably pretty wild to see it in 3D. But then, doesn't that cost you like $20 or something? I don't know if I would want to pony up the $20. But if you've got family members or just some of your posse that would go and see it with you, it could be pretty fun to actually see it, like I said, on the big screen. So I say thumbs up for this one. It'll be a great rental if nothing else. Absolutely put it on your list. Just tuck it away. The Spider-Man 2 is definitely worth watching. So we move from Spider-Man 2, which I think is going to be a classic giant hit at the box office. Godzilla and some of the other ones haven't come out yet, so they get an extra week or two to prime the pump. How about this movie, Decoding Annie Parker, a very solemn theme in this one. Take a listen.
So I have to ask, Dr. King, what's the story with the clock?
The clock is marked at every 12 minutes. That's how often a woman will die of breast cancer in this country.
Well, you believe that there may be a genetic link to some breast cancers?
I do.
Even though virtually no one else believes this to be true?
That's correct.
There are great mysteries out there, hidden in codes. Did you ever wonder, if you knew those codes, could you change your future? That's my big sister Joan and I, and we didn't know what trouble we were in.
I found a lump in my breast. I'm really scared that it's in her family.
Oh, okay.
That's not true. First your mother, now poor Joan.
I know your family history. That doesn't mean that you're going to get cancer.
Your biopsy shows that you have carcinoma of the left breast.
Phew. I thought it was going to be really bad news.
We have a proposition that certain breast cancers are inherited. No one else believes this. We do. To prove it, we have to do four things. Sarah?
Find a group of women who have relatives who have breast cancer.
Second,
we need to track the inheritance of our breast cancer gene from generation to generation.
I just knew this was going to happen to my mom and to my sister and to my grandma.
Many women feel that way. Their family did have a bit of bad luck, but there are many complex factors.
Bad luck.
third, isolate and sequence it to find the mutation. Then we find out if it repeats in the relatives. And if it does, then that is our link.
Can't know anything. There's so many possible factors.
You have a long, hard fight ahead.
We then need to figure out why a mutation in a single gene could lead to breast cancer in so many women.
Why can't you just leave it alone?
I've got to do something.
My name's Annie Parker.
There's a genetic link between mothers and daughters, sisters.
You are a remarkable woman, Ann Parker.
Cancer patients are a pain in the ass.
Seem like fate, but it is. And maybe those who say faith sustains us are right. And maybe it doesn't matter what we have faith in, as long as it's faith in something.
All right, so this movie, as I said, heavy theme, 1 hour, 31 minutes. It's a conversation a lot of people are having. Helen Hunt is in it, Maggie Grace, Aaron Paul, if you remember him from Breaking Bad. Samantha Morton is in this movie. It'll find its audience. It's probably one that would be a rental somewhere down the line. And then there are a slew of other movies that are coming up that are going to be just huge along the Spider-Man route. So you have Spider-Man 2, and then coming up in the next couple of weeks, you have Godzilla. That's probably going to be a huge movie. It looks like it might have been well done. I can remember watching Godzilla, the old version, when I was a kid. And X-Men always finds its audience with the special effects and whatnot. X-Men Days of Future Past. So they're moving forward and going past. That would be probably a movie that would score high at the box office, too. All of the ones I just mentioned. And of course, Captain America is still going strong. If you go to the movies, do a cheap review, send it to me, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pleased to welcome to this show Martin Goldsmith. You might recognize the name. I'm sure plenty of you do. He is the host and classical music programmer for Sirius XM Radio's Symphony Hall. And I can remember this. So often I listen to the show. He hosted NPR's Performance Today. He did that for a good many years. And he's joining us to talk about something very important to him, and something that I think is so significant so many people don't realize, and it's other aspects of the Holocaust. It's Holocaust Remembrance Week, and Martin has a story that we'll talk about a ship that was full of Jewish refugees that was trying to escape Nazi Germany, and the ship, the St. Louis, was denied entry every place that it went. And what happened to the passengers on that ship turns out also family members of Martin Goldsmith. Martin, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's my great pleasure, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So finish the story for us. First of all, how did the Jewish refugees get on this ship, and then what happened to them?
Well, it's a fairly long and complicated story. Kate, how long do you have? How long do we have?
We have time. You go for it.
Well, it was the spring of 1939, 75 years ago. This was several months after Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, the pogrom of November 9th, 1938, when so many Jewish businesses were smashed, so many Jewish citizens of Germany were dragged out into the streets and stomped sometimes to death, many thousands of Jews arrested, among them my grandfather, Alex Goldschmidt, and he was sent to the concentration camp Sachsenhausen. Following Kristallnacht, he was released after about 6 weeks in the camp and was told, well, you've got 6 months to leave the country or else we will come after you again. So my grandfather took his younger son, my father's younger brother, and the two of them booked passage on this refugee ship, the St. Louis, the idea being that they would drop anchor in the Western Hemisphere and then send for the rest of the country. But as you pointed out, Kate, the ship which was loaded with more than 900 Jewish refugees, all being essentially booted out of Germany in the nicest way possible, sailed first to Cuba. It was deemed impossible for more than just a handful of the refugees on board the St. Louis to disembark in Cuba. The ship then sailed north to the coast of the United States. It was denied entry into American ports, denied entry into Canadian ports. The ship then sailed back across the Atlantic. A deal was brokered whereby the refugees on board the St. Louis could disembark in either England, France, Belgium, or Holland. My grandfather and uncle disembarked in France. They then spent the next 3 years being sent from one French camp to another before being sent to their deaths at Auschwitz in 1942. And the book that I've just published called Alex's Wake is the story both of the voyage of the St. Louis, the voyage that took place 75 years ago, and a similar voyage, that a similar journey that my wife and I took 3 years ago, following in their footsteps from the birthplace of my grandfather in the little village in Lower Saxony in Germany, through all of those places in France where they were held, and the journey finally ending where his life ended in Auschwitz.
What was that like for you to retrace that 3 years ago?
It was, as you might imagine, Kate, quite an emotional journey. He was murdered 10 years before I was born, so of course I never knew him. I never knew my uncle. So whenever we would come to a place where they had lived during those 3 years of their imprisonment, it was simultaneously exciting to breathe the air they had breathed and see some of the sights that they saw. But of course, it was terribly sad, especially as things went downhill for them. Their last few camps in France were in much worse shape, or they were in much worse shape in those camps than they were earlier on in the journey. And so certainly by the time I arrived at Auschwitz, it was a pretty grim journey, but one that I ultimately was very, very glad to have taken.
Yeah. Martin, when you were a child, did your family, you know, tell you bits and pieces about this story? When did you first hear about your grandfather and uncle?
Like so many people of my generation, my parents, who managed to survive the Holocaust because they were musicians, they performed in an all-Jewish performing arts ensemble called the Jüdischer Kulturbund, the Jewish Cultural Association. It was Jews performing for Jewish audiences, a very segregated performing arts organization. They managed to survive because they were musicians. When they came to this country in 1941, they did their best to forget. And when my brother and I came along, they said very, very little about what had happened to their families. So it wasn't until really I became an adult and began researching what became my first book, a book about my parents and their experiences playing in that all-Jewish orchestra in Nazi Germany, that I learned a bit about my family and learned more specifically about Grandfather Alex and my Uncle Helmut.
Yeah. Is it your hope that more people will learn of this story? I knew nothing about it, and obviously you've heard this, I'm sure, from other people, because I think it's such a powerful story.
It is quite powerful. It was an example of the indifference of the rest of the world to the plight of the Jews as the Holocaust gathered strength. Of course, it must be said that in May and June of 1939, the Second World War was still several months off. The war didn't begin until September 1st, 1939. And in fairness, nobody knew exactly what was going to happen to the Jews of Europe in the spring of 1939. But certainly in retrospect, it is a rather damning indictment of the indifference of the rest of the world to the plight of Jewish refugees, who had already been treated so badly in Germany in the 6 years since Adolf Hitler became chancellor in 1933.
Now, when you see current world events and you pay attention to what's happening, do you ever, you know, some people try to tack what happened in the Holocaust to remember that. We certainly never want to see that again, and it goes to that indifference that you're talking about. Does it sometimes concern you that there is a lot of indifference to things that are happening in other countries?
Well, yes. I mean, that's indifference is the great enemy. In fact, Elie Wiesel, the Nobel Prize laureate and Holocaust survivor, once said very eloquently that the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. And indifference is what has caused so much agony over the years.
Yeah. And you mentioned, and we want to tell everyone this, Alex's Wake is the book about the journey that Martin is telling us about. And I wonder, I'm sure your friends just applauded this book. But what's been the reaction so far? Because it's still fairly new.
It is fairly new. Luckily, those people who have read it and have gotten in touch with me have been quite complimentary. That's always wonderful to have a story such as this welcomed. It was very much a labor of love. The journey that my wife and I took 6 weeks. We were on the road for more than 5,700 miles and met some amazing people along the road, people for whom the events of 75 years ago really are current events. And it was a way for us to bear witness, a way for me eventually to lay flowers on the graves of my relatives who had been murdered in such a horrible way in 1942.
Yeah, when you saw the graves, that had to be the culmination of everything, I would assume.
Well, of
on
course,
that trip.
There are no graves. I mean, my grandfather was immediately gassed when he arrived in Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. He was 63 years old, deemed too old to work and be of use to the camp there at Auschwitz. So he was immediately gassed, and then his body cremated. My uncle was assigned number 59305. That number was tattooed on his wrist. He was sent to a barracks in Auschwitz, where he died 2 months later, officially of typhus, but there is every indication that he also may have been injected with phenol directly to his heart. So there were no graves, but I spoke metaphorically of being able to lay flowers on the graves of my uncle and grandfather.
Yeah, have you thought about, or I know some people have done this, have you thought about markers? But I guess I'm sure that's a marker in itself, where they are. And obviously,
well, as it happens, the book ends with a description of a very nice ceremony that took place in the town where my grandfather Alex made his fortune as the owner of a woman's clothing store. He did quite well for himself and bought a beautiful, beautiful house in 1919. He had been a veteran of the First World War, fighting on the German side, of course, and he came back from the war and did very well for himself in the woman's clothing business, bought himself a beautiful house, which was then essentially confiscated from him by the Nazis when the Nazis came to power. And about a dozen years ago, an architect and his wife bought the house. They had no idea that it used to belong to a Jewish businessman who was murdered by the Nazis. And they offered to put up a plaque on the side of the house. And there is a plaque now. If any of your listeners ever find their way to the German city of Oldenburg and find their way to number 34 Gartenstrasse, there is a plaque which describes in German what happened to my grandfather and uncle and aunt and grandmother. And then below that, there are two lines in English from a poem by Emily Dickinson. The lines are, "Remembrance has a rear and front. 'Tis something like a house." And so that plaque is on the wall, and that did a great deal to make the six-week journey really seem worth it to me.
Wow. Thank you for telling us that story. How powerful is that? Perfect way to end this. Martin Goldsmith, success with this book. I hope a lot of people read it, pick it up. Alex's Wake. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hunia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Edition of America Tonight for this hour, anyway. Wow, what a powerful interview that was, without a doubt, listening to Martin Goldsmith. If you ever feel sorry for yourself and you wonder and you think of what people went through with the Holocaust, it's just every time I hear different stories, I shouldn't say it shocks me, it's just so sad. And the story of getting on the boat and nobody's letting him in, and then ultimately what happens to his family and so many of those other people that were on the same ship as he was. It's unbelievable, and it wasn't really, if you think about it, that far removed from where we are now. I mean, in other words, not that long ago. And how does that happen? We've talked about it before. A charismatic leader mesmerizes people. Other people are afraid. So as we head into this race for the finish line here, there are a couple of other things that caught my eye during the day when I was looking around and perusing at some of what's being talked about across the country. And of course, one of them is very, very near and dear to my heart because I really care about veterans. I did not serve, but all the people around me served, from my grandfather and uncles to my husband. And to have people on a crazy waiting list and have a secret waiting list And to hear stories about somebody dying, one person, two people, three people, 40 people, it doesn't matter how many people, it's not good in any way you slice this. What we do to people who serve, I don't understand. Instead of welcoming them back, throwing parades, showing our appreciation, making sure they get the help they need, call up and I hope you get in. And that sounds like some of what was happening in Phoenix. The top brass are denying any existence of a secret waiting list, and they're saying that they deny there was delays in care. They deny they caused the deaths of any veterans that they were taking care of. But only hours after making the denials, the top VA physician, who first actually went on to the cable network CNN and brought the allegations forward, declared that the VA is lying and they're covering up what has happened in Phoenix. And several others say the same thing. I just had a friend whose father is having all kinds of problems, was a veteran, served the whole thing, has been waiting. And guess what they did? They approached Senator Jeff Sessions, and his office tried, cajoled, and finally got, and this wasn't in Alabama, finally got an appointment for the veteran, which, I mean, it was tremendous. But we hear these scary things about these lists and then what happens to them, and the saying that there are 1,400 vets that were placed on this secret list and that documents were shredded to hide the evidence, and that at least 40 died waiting for care. Imagine those families. So the president says at the beginning of the week that there's an investigation into what's happened in Phoenix. In the moment we heard about the allegations, you know, they're investigating it. But members of Congress are calling on hearings for Phoenix and, you know, the VA there. And they're publicly calling for the resignation of the Phoenix VA director. But the director, Sharon Hyman, and her chief of staff denied any secret effort at all to cover up or hide wait times. They're saying they did not create a secret list. They didn't maintain one. They didn't shred one. They never, ever did that. And the same physician who worked there just shook his head in disbelief and said, "Are you kidding?" For 24 years, he was a VA doc and clinic director, and he just retired. And so upon retiring, he went public with the details on the list. He went on the air publicly for the first time about a week ago and said they started this list in February of 2013. And they changed over from paper to electronic in the summer and transferred names over to the electronic waiting list. And that it's all written down. So somebody's lying here, obviously, and I don't think it's the doctor. It's just awful, and it scares you to death and makes you wonder what else is going on and where else things are going on. I'm sure there are wonderful people that work for the VA, and so that's awful for them. And, of course, many of them are overcrowded, and there's not enough doctors, there's not enough time, all of that. But purposely having two separate lists and operating that way and finding out that people needed help but they didn't get the help and then they died is just flat-out wrong in anybody's book. I mean, give me a break. And they're not just looking at veterans who died waiting for care, but veterans who died waiting for return care or follow-up appointments. So you got to imagine, if they weren't getting the appointments, well, what was happening with the follow-ups? The follow-ups couldn't have been very good either. And that's key. Can barely stand to hear the story. And I hope that they nail these people. I hope they find what they're looking for at the list. And there's some people that get fired and they really nail them to the wall on this one. This is going to be shocking to all of you. And this is what I love about America tonight. We are live and thriving here, right? So the search for Flight 370, that giant 777 that just disappeared, poof, into thin air. Would you be surprised to learn that Angus Houston, who's the chief coordinator of the international search effort, said, you know, it might take 8 to 12 months for this plane. It might take that long to find it. Isn't this what all of you were saying when you called the show? Dan in Texas, myself, Jack in Australia, right there off the coast of Perth. Izzy, who said, yeah, the low-flying plane in the Maldives, that just doesn't make sense. Yep, confusion, wrong information, misleading information, stretches of nothing. That's now what we're getting from Malaysian Air. This is what has happened along the way. It took air traffic controllers 4 hours after the last conversation to activate rescuers to look for the plane. How does that happen when you're keeping track of it? The communications that happened afterwards, the plane, did it run out of fuel about 7.5 hours into the flight? That's what now they're saying, that it might have been flying during that gap, that maybe they only had 2.5 hours of fuel left when the rescuers started searching for it. I don't know. Bottom line is, I wouldn't be stunned if they don't find it. I initially didn't think they were going to find it, and I think there's way more to the story here, and we're just not being told it, or the people at Malaysian Air have no clue what they're talking about, and whoever feeds them, whatever line they feed them, is eventually what they are pumping out. Because the details are slim. Very, very slim. And what about the military? The Malaysian Prime Minister said the military tracked the plane as it was heading across Malaysia. But where did all this happen? And it's unclear. And there's no mention of what the military did when the plane disappeared. None. And we never heard that until afterwards. So this could be another Air France flight 447, a report about nothing when they first released their report and people were outraged. And then how long did it take to find that plane? So, not a shock that they're saying it might take 12 months to find the plane. Imagine the cost. And really, for all the people who had loved ones on that flight, boy, it's just got to be gut-wrenching to go through this since March 8th. Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.